Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sunday.
Oh, I liked that voice.
It's a bit different.
That was sexy.
Thank you.
Can you talk like that all the time, Nath?
Can I start
every... You stopped already.
No, I can't.
Not for me.
Can I start every weekend podcast top with a different voice?
Until yeah,
you guys get over that.
So are you good?
Just taking my antidepressants.
Well, you already took it this morning. Double dosing.
You do a double drop, big fella.
I feel a little sad. I thought I'd take a second one.
No, obviously I'm joking,
yeah,
by the way.
That's not how we're antidepressants doing a bit, work.
No. And I haven't taken mine today. So.
Okay, good. And again, don't take medical advice from this show. Please see a medical professional.
We were only saying that the other day. We should have stuck with Nate's sexy voice to start off with. How you going, guys?
I said, can you keep using it? And you go, yeah, no, buddy. You changed instantly.
Yeah, I know. And then we went to antidepressant gear. God, what a roller coaster. It's been like 30 seconds, hasn't it?
I love my antidepressants. It's become a little treat. You know what I mean? I look forward to taking them.
That's good.
When I first started taking them, I was scared. I was like, scary.
It is scary. And it's a scary leap to take.
It is. But here we are. I feel like I'm much better for them.
That's good.
I don't think we're going to do antidepressant chat, but
no,
we'll wrap that up. And I'm really enjoying being on it. Because you're on them as well.
I am, yes. Yep. I have been for many years.
And you're enjoying them?
Trins on them as well?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Join the club.
Nath, do you want one?
Please do not take medication that hasn't been prescribed to you.
Grace is going to have to go through this afterwards and put so many disclaimers in.
Well, no, I mean, okay. We enjoy being on them. We've been prescribed them.
Yes.
And I did not double dose. I did not recommend that. That was just a bit. We also are a comedy show. But moving on from that, Nath, back to your sexy voice. Can you give me a bit more of it, please?
And I've got to try and remember what I did now. Like, hey, guys, welcome to Sunday.
Yeah, that was good. That gravitas.
I don't talk like that enough. I should talk like that more.
When we MC events, Nathan and I do events, they don't like it because Grace, you know what we're like. We carry on a bit, a lot of bits, comedy stuff. Sometimes we'll do a voice like that because imagine that over the big speakers in a stadium. And remember, Nathan, we get to, none of that.
Too much gravel.
They go, it sounds gravelly.
Yeah, but gravelly's sexy.
That's what we thought.
Think about this. I know you've never been to a live sport game before, but if you were.
40,000 people.
40,000 people, right? Make some noise.
Ooh. No, see, when you do that, it sends shivers down my spine.
Hello, everyone in the stadium. Are you ready?
They're like, this is a sports game. It's not supposed to be sexy.
All right, guys, clap along.
Clap, clap, clap your hands.
Make some noise for your team. I can't hear you.
All right, it's time for the dance cam. Well, you know, it'd be weird if we did that because there is a kiss cam. That's some of the ones we do.
Oh, yeah. Do kiss cams exist or are they a myth from movies?
No, they're not real. Yeah, not every game we do, but some of them do. But
they're not massive in Australia. They're big over in the US.
Yes, yeah.
But how do you know if two people are people that should be kissing?
Well,
you
that's
know
the
what I mean?
Fun of it.
No, you figure out pretty early. Like, once the big thing, and Nathan and I are emceeing, so you can't hear them. But you'll, like, as soon as you get some, because there's an overlay. So there's a sign around them that says kiss cam.
Yeah.
So as soon as it gets on, you'll be like, oh, no, brother and sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're but that's what's funny about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes you get like a kiss cam doesn't have to be a pash. You know what I mean? If it's a mother and son, you just kiss on the forehead.
Yeah. It's quite common these days. We do the mum and the kids. The kids just want to kiss their mum and be like, I love you.
Or mum's kissing the kids and they're like, get away from me, mum. You know, that kind of stuff.
Or do you remember we actually ran into the couple. So we did the kiss cam. This is for the Jack Jumpers. We do the basketball. They do a kiss cam. This couple just jumped on each other and I'm talking like
full pash.
Full on tongue down throat.
Out.
Full on.
Like what's a bloody... When they're rubbing each other up against each other. Dry humping.
Jesus.
I wish people could see Nathan right now. He's doing some dry humping.
His tongue was out and he was like bouncing up and down.
And I was like, what are you looking for? What word is escaping you right now?
Dry humping.
Dry humping. Yeah, good.
And then,
I haven't had a good dry humping in a long time.
Jesus
the other day, this bloke came up to us and he goes, you don't remember me, do you? And I'll be honest. I was like, no, I don't remember you. He goes, I was the bloke macking on with my missus on the big screen that time.
You're the dry humping guy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Yeah, that's it, Australia. Sunday coming at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of your week. Welcome to the show. We are Jimmy Nath. We are live with you every Saturday, every Sunday, also Monday and Thursday, guys. But don't worry about that for the moment. We're worried about the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get through today. And Nath, do we have any Father's Day?
Father's Day music?
Yeah, no, like that song... Father and Son.
You want some Cat Stevens?
Yeah, or just any. Type in father and let's just see what comes up.
Well, I was going to make a big Father's Day parody. But,
it's rare time.
But unfortunately, I didn't do it. I've got this for you. How about this one? Ready? Okay, hang on. Here's a bit of cat for you.
How can I try to explain when I do
Happy Father's Day, Australia.
Round of applause, all the dads.
Yeah, all the daddies. Shout out to my old man, Big Mickey, who's featuring on the show a little bit later this morning for Mixed Mugs.
And I know that I have to go away. I know.
It's good because
I have to go.
You're a bit nasally this morning, so it actually sounds really good.
Yeah, no, I think I'm sick. Just filthy.
It's not just you, mate. It's also producer Grace. Would you like to say something this morning just to make Jimmy feel a bit better?
It's all right, Jim. Welcome to the club.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You're worse than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, yesterday Grace and I shouldn't have kissed. We thought it was a good idea.
To be fair, the odds are pretty good. We kiss after every show. So if every now and then, you get a little bit
and
sick.
And you had to chuff off early, so you missed the after show kiss.
Yeah, I know.
That's what happened.
That's what happens.
I know. You.
It was like the sick gods looked at me and go, not today, Nate.
When Nate, that's
keep that tongue in your mouth.
I've got this thing on, and me and Grace were, all right, it's just me and you.
Is it here for the three-way pash? Nah.
Don't you just hate being sick? Like, it's honestly, you can't do anything about it. It's out of your control, but just as soon as it happens, you're just
mate,
like...
You two are a mess this morning, you poor buggers.
I'll be honest, if I actually wanted anyone to be sick, it'd be me and Grace, because I can't stand you when you're sick. It's like the whole world's come down. And I think because Grace, he never gets sick. So when he does, it's like, it's over.
It's the end of the world.
I always get the text, Jim, it's over.
It's over. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go on. No, you just got to run your nose. It's it.
They finally got the big fella.
It's full time on the Nate show.
They finally got him. I'm just trying to be.
You know, we'll push on, mate, because that's the show we are, aren't we? We just push on, you know, put out the best product we can do.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads, all the father figures out there. And welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah, look, not great news for our blokes for this story. But it's got its dad's day. Yeah. And I'm like, this is great news for women.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to frame it as bad news for blokes. What's wrong with you?
Instead of good news for women, bad news for blokes this morning.
Jesus Christ.
I knew as I said it. I hope for those who don't know, there's cameras in the studio, but they don't pick who they go on. It probably won't. It usually goes off your voice.
Yeah.
But I got Grace hook on.
Just quickly, if it went off eye roll, all three cameras would have gone on Grace.
It'd never leave Grace. No, Nathan, producer Grace, new research has found that single women who don't have children are getting richer at a faster rate than men. Isn't that great news for women? It's not great news for men, though.
Cash money, it's good.
It's about time the tides are turning.
Oh, Lizzo's here. It's about damn time.
Lizzo's here. Oh, in a minute, men are getting great news because women are getting faster at a much quicker rate.
Should have been done.
I was waiting for you to get it, but then...
No, we got it.
We got it.
No, I meant the song.
Oh, the song.
I was padding. Because you looked down, you did the, I'm going to search something.
No, I was just looking.
And you clicked on.
No, because I was like, I wonder if it's the next song, because sometimes we play it. You know
oh,
I mean?
No, you're right. Yeah.
No? No, it's not.
Okay.
It's Nicky Yore, Daisy Sunroof.
The study was conducted in the US, and it shows women who are single and childless have more wealth than comparable men. In 2019, single child-free women had an average of $65,000 US in wealth, while men had just $57 US. This has come from the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. And when comparing to other studies, it's the first time ever this has happened.
Can I ask, is it comparing to single child-free men or just men in general?
Single child-free men.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there is definitely a gender pay gap in many, many aspects of the workforce. So I'm curious to how that's happened.
I'm curious.
Yes. Maybe they're just smarter with their money.
Well,
blokes are spending their money on stupid things.
It does go on to say that women are more fiscally responsible. Apparently, men are spending more frequently, bigger purchases, whereas women are just apparently, well, not apparently, we know as a fact, they're smarter as a creature. Yeah. Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah, they are.
But I did some research in Australia, if you want to, because this study does come to the US. I couldn't get any exact figures on this, but I did find some information on raising a single child here in Australia costs $170 a week.
Jeez.
Wow.
So that is a lot of money.
A lot of money.
So,
regardless, being a single parent would be so difficult. Must be so, it was, I mean, so, I mean, this expensive. Study
is, I couldn't find anything on single people comparative wealth, but I mean, it is. I mean, it is. It's huge. That, I mean, you said, Grace, there is still a massive pay gap, but the fact that for the first time ever, this has come out is huge news for women this morning. Great news. Not so much for the boss.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Sunday morning, and Jim, get this, a lady from Mexico has apparently gone into labor and subsequently given birth to a child while she was out clubbing.
Is that Sam Storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how good was that? We just knew it, didn't we? Yeah. Listen how accurate this is. Okay, so everyone take yourself back.
I'm also confused as to why we just didn't buy this.
Oh, baby. That's what happened.
I don't think I've ever been in a club while Sandstorm is playing.
Really?
Just as a side note.
No, you've missed out. I really wish you said, I've never been in a club when a baby's come out.
Well, that too.
So she was at the club dancing for her friend's 21st birthday party when she experienced intense stomach pain and hip pain, then went to hospital where a doctor informed her she was giving birth. The new mother said she was in shock, didn't even know she was pregnant, but then is now delighted to have her young son, Mateus.
Didn't go for Darude.
We don't know for a fact that Darude was playing.
Here's my baby Sandstorm.
I'll be honest, that's my worst fear. Like, what? Not...
Let her finish.
No, not knowing I'm pregnant and then having a baby and not having time to, like, physically and mentally prepare for it. And that's just...
It's wild when you hear those stories. It's very common of people not knowing they're pregnant and then going into labour, having a child, and then just having nothing ready.
Seven in 10 pregnancies are unknown.
No, that's a wildly inaccurate statistic, and please don't spread that kind of misinformation on national radio.
We don't know that.
We do.
Have you Googled it? What's the stat? At least he's trying to throw a stat out. Where's your stat? Unconfirmed, obviously.
33.3% of pregnancies happen in clubs. There you go.
Again, not true.
17% of children this year were named Darude.
There you go. After being born in a club.
See, I don't need to Google.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to me. Imagine, like, going home, right? Going home after a night. Normally when you come home from a club or something, maybe you come home at Best Bay with a hickey. You know what I mean? But imagine coming home with a baby.
Again, I don't think I've ever come home from a club with a hickey.
No, Jim, what's the stat on how many people are getting hickeys at clubs these days?
At the moment, it is quite low. It's only 43% of those going out and getting hickeys.
That's actually quite
high. It's down on the national average, which is around 69%. Nice.
13, 10, 60. Australia.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were doing stats. 13 in 10, 60s.
13, 10, 60. Where did you go into labour? Because producer Grace, as you said just before, they're not all planned. You know that they don't.
We found out 7 in 10 are surprised.
I know. They're not all. That it doesn't all go to plan. I mean, you know what I mean. It's not. A lot of people are very lucky. They might already be in hospital or in a place where you can easily get to hospital. But sometimes you might be out. You might be on the road. You might be on a holiday. You might be anywhere. I'd love to know these stories. 13, 10, 60 Australia. Where did you or someone you know go into labour?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Sunday morning around Australia, and Jimmy just asked the question, 13, 10, 60 Australia, where did you go into labour? This is after a lady in Mexico has gone into labour and then given birth to her child while she was clubbing. That's a bit of audio from the event.
Some good remixing there from you on the fly.
Remix? No. That was just what happened,
audio.
Mate. That was
you
audio.
Were there.
I was there, mate.
Had your phone out.
I was like, quick, we've got to record this. 13, 10, 60, where did you go into labour? I love these stories. I'm sure there's some wild ones out there. We just had a friend of ours, Chris, who sent us a message then going, my wife went into labour whilst we were at home. Can I have the Cross Pizza voucher? No, mate, you can't.
No. And don't text again.
Lose the number.
Christopher? When you said Chris, I actually went, who the hell is Chris? Oh, Charwood.
Sarah from Plumpton. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Where did you go into labour?
At a burger shop.
This is great. Talk us through it, Sarah. What burger shop was it?
I can't even remember. It was one in Jamison Town, so it was South Penrith somewhere.
Right.
So I didn't know. And, yeah, felt a bit strange through the day and got home. I'm like, oh, I think I should ring the hospital. And they're like, yeah, just come in now. You're not having the baby. I'm like, okay, no worries. I was only 35 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm hungry. I need food. So I'm like, we're going to get a burger. And, well, it started to happen. And I'm like, shit, yes, okay, this is happening. But I want my burger.
So, I mean, did you call an ambulance there? Did someone drop you?
No, we drove there.
Right. And
so did you get the burger?
I got my burger.
Yes!
And then had the baby 4 hours later.
Oh,
what did the burger incident influence the name? Would you go with for a name, Sarah?
Amelia.
No, that's a beautiful name.
No, Emile. Yeah. Amelia.
Oh,
it works perfectly. Well done. I mean, it's better than Lot, which is the second option. Julie from Glenalla. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where did you go into labour?
I went to Canelands Shopping Centre to get pick up my baby's car seat from Big W, and then I walked into post office to pay my phone bill. And I was waiting on the line, and these people were behind me and the front of me, and all of a sudden my water broke. Oh, my God, what a mess.
there's
ladies behind me. One says, call ambulance. Another one says, call centre management. And I said, call nobody. It's okay. I wrapped my dress around, and I drove myself to the hospital. By the time I got there, I walked into the doors and I fell on the ground, and the midwife was going for morning, for lunch, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And he said to me, he said, are you okay? I said, do I look okay? He picked me up, put me on the wheelchair. As we walked in, I picked up my baby and holding her. So the whole procedures that I went through was 12 minutes. And she was there.
12 minutes and she was out?
12 minutes, yes. And the doctor said to me, if I'm planning to have another one, I have to be in hospital a week before.
You know, Julie, you're getting a round of applause for that. That's impressive stuff. Wow. 12
minutes. Yeah, she was gorgeous. She was absolutely beautiful.
My favourite is when you're in the store and people are like, yeah, call an ambulance, which is a good idea. Call centre management. What the hell are they going to do?
I don't know, but this little old lady was really upset. She was so upset because all my water broke on her feet.
Oh, sorry, Dale, clean your shoes. Thank you, Julie. Mary from Cranbourne. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Where did you go into labour, Mary?
Well, I didn't actually go into labour at the actual place, but I was due for twins and I went to the Battle of the Bands in Cranbourne.
Nice.
And my pains came while I was there.
While you were at the Battle of the Bands, Mary, were you fist bumping or were you jumping up and down for your favourite bands?
Darling, I couldn't because I had twins. I was pretty big.
So, Mary, what did you do? Did you stay or did you go to the hospital?
Oh, no, darling, I had to go. And, yeah, but it was funny, the bouncer at the door, when he saw me, he goes, oh, I guess, what are you doing here?
Watching Battle of the Bands. Thank you, Marie. Megan from Narre Warren. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are fantastic. To round things out, where did you go into labour?
I went into labour at home, but then I gave birth to my daughter in the front seat of my car.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Were you by yourself, Meg?
No, so I was with my partner. We had to drop our 4-year-old off at my sister's on the way to the hospital. And when we did that, literally 2 minutes after we dropped my daughter off, our other daughter literally pretty much just ejected herself out of me. I didn't have any control of anything.
Oh,
and luckily my partner told me to actually pull my pants down. Otherwise she would have been born in my pants.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Australia, a very good morning to you. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy Nate family. Welcome to Sunday. And you know what? Just welcome to the Nate Show. It is just me. Producer Grace has gone down to get the team coffees. Jimmy walked out just before when the ads were playing, going, how long have I got? 2 minutes? Don't know where he went. Don't know if he's going to come back. Jimmy, where are you? Are you coming back, mate? We're on the air. He's looking at me outside. He's made himself a tea. That is the longest tea make I've ever. Alec, you had 2 minutes and you decided to go for four, did you? To make the longest ever tea.
No, so what happened was
What happened? No grace. So it's literally just me and my thoughts. You know I hate my thoughts.
I was sitting there. I was sitting there outside. I was making a tea. But then I heard, "Happy Sunday, no. Australia." I went, "Oh, I think we might be on." Yeah. I was uploading a video to Instagram.
Are you on the socials?
No, that's a wildly inaccurate statistic, and please don't spread it.
Love what we play audience.
Yeah, no, I'm just showing people. I was editing a video, and then I was uploading on the social. You can see it at Jimmy Nath.
Mm.
It was when we were talking about our pregnancy stats earlier. And
I've thrown some wild stats out there.
Yeah, and it was all a bit. I was making up stats, but I was watching my own video going, geez, I'm funny.
Just appreciating your own humour.
I was just watching my own video on loop, and then I heard you, and I went, I better get back to the studio.
I'm on the radio. You know what I mean?
What were you talking about?
Oh, mate, a lot of it was just going, it's just me at the moment. Producer Grace is gone. Jimmy's gone.
I think it was good for you. I was only chatting to your partner, Meg, the other day, and she goes, I just wish Nathan take more time to sit with himself, his own thoughts.
She would never say that. You're making up stuff again.
Oh, mate, 7 and 8 days. Need to sit with their own selves on
the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Team and Australia, tax time has 2 months to run. Have we done our taxes here in the team?
Yes.
I've done my taxes. I've done our business taxes. But have you done your personal taxes, Jim?
Nah, I haven't started. I'm more of a late guy, you know what I mean?
I just want to let you know you've got a bit of fun to get through.
I'm just avoiding it. I know how much tax I'm going to pay because I know how much Nath paid.
Oh, you have to pay tax.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're doing it right, mate.
Yeah, when you go up in the business world, you just wonder, what am I doing here? Yeah, tax time, 2 months to run, and people hoping to grab a bigger refund through sneaky tax deductions.
Oh, they do this every year, don't
they? Are being urged to think again. So apparently people do this every year. I feel like no one in this team would do that.
No. I don't really understand how a lot of it works, so I get somebody else to do it.
We know because we've been there quite a few times when you've been on the phone to your accountant.
Shout out to Michael.
Michael, yeah, he's a great tax guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, do you drive? And I'm like, sometimes.
And your Grace is super honest. She'll pay the government more tax just in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, can I just go extra just
can
in
I
case?
Just pop in a 20? Thanks so
she
much.
She lies about how much she earns. I'm earning heaps to be the executive producer of this show.
$400,000 is what I earn. God.
How much would you like to be paid to do this job?
Oh, I do it for the love of it.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that in the mic, mate, because we've got that forever.
Yeah, but the video shows are winking. So I've got the top three. I've got the top three dodgy tax deductions that apparently everyone is trying to sneak past the tax office this year, the ATO.
This.
But just the ATO is catching these people out.
Okay.
So I'm not giving you tips.
So these are people are sneaking these in, yeah?
Well, people are trying to, and the ATO's going, no, you can't do that.
I love these. All right,
so these are the top three. Number one, clothes.
Oh, like uniforms.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
You can claim uniforms and whatnot, depending on what your profession is, but people just try and claim clothes. Like,
going out, clothes.
A new pair of jeans. I needed them for work.
Don't you have to have, like, your logo embroidered on them or something to count as a uniform?
I'm not a tax person.
Okay, I won't ask you, sorry.
Sorry, but you've got Michael, the tax person. Should we have got him on the line?
We should have.
You've got a tax guy.
Apparently, also, people have tried to, this one's wild to me, claim clothes that haven't fit.
Oh.
Oh, what? So they so they take it back, get the money, and also claim it?
Try to claim it and go, this one didn't fit.
So essentially just getting free cash is what they want.
They're trying to, yeah. No, the ATO.
Don't do that,
guys.
Mate. They're not idiots.
This is not surprising. A big one this year, work from home.
Oh, this is a classic.
But apparently some people that have they've tried to claim internet and power and all these things, but it's been firefighters and ambulance drivers.
You might have to do emails and stuff from home.
Flicking out some email, be in soon.
Yeah. On my way.
Put out
O-N-W.
Control, put out fire. Control, put out fire.
Chefs doing it. Well, I've got to cook dinner for the family. So,
yeah, that's work from home.
Yeah.
Possibly
working.
Try out this recipe.
Yeah.
I thought of a meal at home.
No, because you're only, depending on what your job is, you're only allowed to claim a certain percentage of it. So, yes, these people have been, apparently some people have been trying to claim, like, everything.
Trying to sneak that in there.
I'm working at home 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And finally, a big one that a lot of people try and claim, but it just doesn't really fall under anything, is grooming. A lot of people try to claim haircuts and
I've thought about doing that. But I've never been brave enough to be like, I'm going to claim this haircut on tax.
Why?
Why haven't I been brave enough, or why have I tried to claim it?
Both.
Well, I figure I'm like, you know, I need to look presentable for my job.
Yeah, apparently that's what most people think. Yeah. Most people go, I need a you know, hair dye, buy a razor, claim the razor. But no, that's
not us, mate. In radio, this would be your radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if there's anyone not claiming it, it's radio.
Yeah, it's radio. If radio people try and claim grooming, you know there's something dodgy.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Celebrating Father's Day perfectly with Dad Joke Sundays just before 9 o'clock. Your chance to score an Amazon Alexa Echo Smart Speaker as well.
Yeah, I want to ask now 13, 10, 60, and I feel like this is a very dad-related question. It's Father's Day. Have you ever turned the car around?
I will turn this car around.
Because I'll be honest, I think that when I hear that or when I've heard it and seen it in movies or TV shows, it's just a thing. No one actually does it.
Mm.
You've spent too much time planning the holiday, mm-hmm. paying for accommodation, fuel.
It would cost a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you're not really sure. So when dad goes, I will turn this around, you go, oh, I better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay silent. And look, the reason I want to ask the question, team, is I love this story. A pilot has threatened to end a flight due to passengers airdropping nudes to each other.
Airdropping nudes?
I don't know what I like more, the pilot threatening to end the flight or people airdropping nudes to each other.
I tell you what I love more than both those, Tate. I knew when I was telling this story, Grace would go,
airdropping nudes? Because I'll be honest, I only read the headline. It just said misbehaving passengers. I didn't know that's what they were doing.
I'm sitting in 3D and I'm getting 3D. You sent it to my phone, aren't I?
It's in 3D. It's like it's coming right out at me. A pilot of a Southwest flight warned that if his passengers continued to send nude photos using AirDrop, he would turn the plane around and terminate everyone's vacation before it even got started.
I love that the information got all the way to the cockpit. Shouldn't have said that with the AirDropping. And then he's made an announcement. Like, it's gotten so bad that the cabin crew had to be like, excuse me, Captain, people are airdropping nudes in the cabin.
So how good is this? This is what the captain has said over the, because I've seen this video, it's online.
Great.
This is very you, Nath.
Yeah.
All right, so the captain said this to everyone. Your vacation is going to be ruined if this activity doesn't stop. And whatever that airdrop thing is, stop it. I don't know what it is, but just quit sending naked pictures.
I love that. By the way, the time in Melbourne is 7:33.
Yeah,
it's a light wind.
Whatever that airdrop is. Imagine that coming in the cockpit. There's a bit of a, what's going on back there? Look, passengers are airdropping nudes. Okay, I don't know what that is.
Explain that. He'd probably think they're opening a window and dropping stuff out of it.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't know what airdropping was, what do you think it was like?
You're throwing something up in the air.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
100%.
So
yeah.
He probably thinks there's a bunch of people in a plane with printed out nude photos, throwing them up
doing
premeditated.
Or doing paper planes inside a plane.
I had to go to Officeworks on Friday to make my Saturday flight with my printed out nudes.
Just to share with the plane.
So
good here.
So, I mean, he didn't turn the flight around, or he did?
Well, I don't think he has. I don't think he has that. I mean, he is the pilot of the plane.
I mean, technically he could, but he's probably not allowed to.
No. Yeah. And it was apparently one of those things. It was everyone going, it was like they were flying from the US down to like Cabo or somewhere or Cancun. So a lot of people, you know, wanting to go party.
Yeah.
It was one of those things where some people started airdropping nudes and then apparently everyone was getting in on it. So there's a few people said, oh, I'll airdrop nudes too. But no, he didn't turn the plane around.
Right, okay.
The plane continued its flight.
This is honestly something my dad used to do all the time. Not do it.
Airdrop nudes.
Airdrop nudes. And I had to say to him while he was in the front and I was in my baby chair going, Dad, you're driving.
Get off your phone.
Stop airdropping nudes. Yeah. No, he would always threaten to turn the car around. We'll go home. We will go home if you two don't cut it out. Because me and Kate, my sister, we would fight in the back seat or that kind of thing. Or we'd carry on about something or it'd be too hot or too cold. Or we'd do the thing where one window would be down and it'd be the helicopter.
You're still awful at that now.
Absolutely.
Windows down, windows up. Mm. Aircon's high, aircon's low. 100%. Windows down, windows up.
And you've threatened to turn that car around so many times. Well, but
no,
he never,
I threatened to throw you out of the car.
But he never actually did it. I just got a message from my partner, Meg, actually. This is a funny one about her dad, Gary.
No, stop, Meg. Every Saturday and Sunday, Meg, I don't... I know you're listening. You don't just get to text it. The other week, she goes, Nath, can you send me that audio? And producer Greg, this is off air. Yeah. And Nath goes, oh, guys, you believe this? Meg's asked for the audio. And then what did he do?
Sent it.
Happy wife, happy life. Of course I was going to send it. Otherwise, I cop it when I get home. So this is what she said. She goes, my dad, Gary, had to turn the car around when he couldn't get a park at a Wallabies game and then drove us home, even though we'd paid for good tickets and watched it on TV because he couldn't get a park. So he was so mad that he turned the car around. But he was mad at the stadium. So right. He's like, I'm turning this car around and went home.
It's a very good story, Meg. Mm. I take back what I said. But that's the type of quality we're looking for here at the Jimmy Nath Show, Meg. So you know for future, great stories.
Absolutely. All right, 13, 10, 60. Dads, parents, whatever, anyone, jump on the phones right now. When did you actually turn the car around?
I'll be honest, I don't think it happens.
Yeah.
I'll be pleasantly surprised if a bunch of people call.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
No, Nath, we've just asked 13, 10, 60. Have you turned the car around?
I love this.
This is after a pilot threatened to turn a flight around because passengers were airdropping nudes to each other. Now, he didn't turn the flight around. But I thought this is very fitting on Father's Day because I feel like it's a thing that all dads have done is they've threatened to turn the car around. But I just don't think that there's anyone out there
who's actually delivered on this.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you were just sharing your partner Meg's dad's story. So when he drove to a Wallabies game.
So he drove to the Wallabies game and he was like, he was getting really cranky in the car. Cranky with the kids and then also cranky that he couldn't find a park. And he was so mad that even though he was supposed to pick up one of his kids from the Wallabies game and he had tickets, he said, stuff this, drove all the way home. He turned the car around, drove home, watched it on TV.
I feel like that's more about not finding a park.
Yeah.
I'm talking like when you're pissed off in the car, you're driving on holidays.
It's mainly purely at the kids, really, isn't
it? Yeah, but you don't because you booked the accommodation. 100%. Kids out there, call your parents bluff.
Yeah.
You go do it.
I guarantee they're not going to turn the car around.
I don't think you are, Dad. I think you've paid for all this accommodation. I think you put fuel in the car. I think the car's packed. I don't think you will.
Guess what, Dad? Be your loss, wouldn't it? I'm going to keep squabbling. Tommy, welcome to the show. Hey, Tom.
Hey, mate. How you going?
We're good. Have you turned the car around?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I love this, Tommy. So, are you a dad, Tommy?
Yeah, dad of four.
Okay, dad of four, which is good. Talk us through the situation.
Yeah, so we're heading to my brother-in-law's wedding, which is about three and a half hours away. And the kids just kept messing up, and you know, I just kept saying, you know, I'll turn it around, and he's will stay home. And they kept going, and I thought, you know what, I'm not dealing with this stuff all night. So turned him around, and you know, dropped him at a friend's house for the night.
Oh, well done, Tommy.
That is a great story. This is what I wanted. I wanted a dad out there to call the show and go, you know what, boys? No, I've done it.
I've bloody done it, yeah.
I held them. I said I'll turn it around, and I did turn it
around.
Tommy,
were the kids trying to call you bluff? Were they almost thinking dad's not going to turn it around?
Yeah, 100%. I always say that I'm going to turn the car around, but I think that day I just had enough of it, and that was it.
Happy Father's Day, Tommy. You're a great dad.
George from Harvey. Hi, George.
Hey, how you going, bro?
We're good, mate. Have you turned the car around?
No, I haven't, but my mother did.
Oh, your mother did?
Talk us through it, George. What happened?
We're on our way to Brisbane for holidays and going to pick Dad up because he was working down there back in the 80s. And we're leaving Longridge and 100K to Barking. She said, if you boys don't settle down and behave yourself, she said, I'll turn this car around and take your friggin' home. And she did.
Oh, well done.
George, did you think at the time that she was actually going to do it, or do you think she was just talking it?
No, well, we were big-noting a bit because she had to pick Dad up because he was working down there. So we said, oh, you won't do it. She said, he can get a friggin' bus home.
George's mum. I love that. Gary from the Sunny Coast. Hi, Gary.
How you going, mate?
We're good. Have you turned the car around?
Yeah, well, what I did is I just asked for the car to be stopped and I hopped out of the car, turned around and walked home.
Right. Okay. So are you a dad, Gary? Were you the dad in this situation?
Yeah, it was the whole family, mother and children.
Right.
So were you driving, Gary?
Yeah, I was driving, so I just pulled over to the side of the road, hopped out of the car, turned around and walked home.
So you didn't turn the car around, you turned yourself around.
Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Hey, 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 Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay.
that?
Oh, Dad.
Cut it out.
Yeah, look, Nath, we do this each and every Sunday, and we usually do it because, you know, Monday can be a bit of a drag. People's heads can be a bit sore on a Sunday morning. Yeah, maybe the kids got you up.
Had to turn the car around.
But you're not going to believe it. Today, Dad Joke Sundays, and it's Dad's Day.
Yeah, I love this. Massive round of applause to all the fathers, all the father figures out there. Well done, and today is your day.
Yes, massive shout out to all those, you know, dads out there, but also those people who've taken on a father figure-like role for someone.
Yes.
All those without dads out there. I know it can be a difficult day for people as well who may have lost their father. So, look, our thoughts are with you. And, look, what we're going to do is how we do every show, really, is we're going to try and put a little smile on your face.
That's our job, mate. That's our role.
Little hee-hee.
Little ha-ha.
Little hoo-hoo.
Little hoo-hoo.
Little ha-ha.
Little ma-ha. Oh, no. That's an evil one. Sorry.
It's evil.
It's a bit evil.
Look, Nath, I know a lot of people listening to the show are probably worried. Oh, just quickly, actually, 13 1060. I know we've done it.
Yeah, we thought a special edition today would be to open it up to the phone. So normanshit.com.au, but you know what? 13 1060. If you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker, all we need is a dad joke. It is open up to the entire country right now, 13 1060, to celebrate Father's Day.
Yeah, you don't have to be a dad to call the show to do Dad Joke Sundays. Maybe you want to call, tell us a joke to get an Amazon Alexa because you don't have a gift for dad yet.
Oh, perfect.
There will be a little wait on those with the...
It's 5 to 6 working days, but you'll be right.
Anyway, Nathia, what I was telling you is I know a lot of people probably listening to the show this morning are worried about their smartphone or their laptop or TV gathering, you know, spying on you.
Yeah, this is a big concern that a lot of people are going through.
You think about it, your phone's got a camera in it now.
Absolutely.
My TV at home, my roommate Josh bought one. It has a camera in it.
In the TV.
So you can do Zoom calls and stuff from your TV.
Yeah,
now. Whiz. But I just want to remind Australia, look, don't worry about your smartphones and your laptops and your TV spying on you at home. Your vacuum cleaner has been gathering dirt on you for years. That's what you're worried
Forget
about.
Apple, guys. It's Dyson you need to be looking out for.
They're just gathering dirt.
All your dirt.
They've been doing it for a long time.
From everywhere. It doesn't matter where you hide it. They'll get your dirt. Good.
Just Grace on the phone. I thought you'd like this one.
No, we just did 13 1060.
Yeah, so there's a lot of phones too. Sorry, if you can't get through at the moment, it looks like we've got full boards.
People
here.
Loving it.
Nath, look, another sad one. You know, petrol prices, they're through the roof. Electric prices, they're through the roof. And chimneys, they're also through the roof.
Did you like that one, did you, out there?
Yeah, big fan.
Oh,
yeah.
That one wasn't for you. Mate, it's not working.
Oh, jeez. You know what? Go back to the phones. Go back to the phones.
No, quick run in. I got one for you. What? You got a bit of pace. Oosh,
come on. Come on.
Here we go. Got one for Grace here.
Hope this is good.
Grace, what has five toes? Ooh. What has five toes and isn't your foot?
Five toes and isn't my foot. I don't know.
Well, it's my foot.
Why did that make me laugh?
I'll be honest, I would have been so annoyed if you ran all the way in here, we stopped down and you didn't laugh at that. So well done.
I knew to get up. And this one, look, and I'll do one more. And I know, Grace, you like this one. I know, Nathan, you like this one, because I actually told you guys this one yesterday in the office as I was getting ready for Dad Joke Sundays. Sad news, my obese parrot had died on Friday. Mm. Yeah, it's very sad. Right. But mind you, it is a huge weight off my shoulders.
It is very good. And it's even better the second time.
My favourite out of them was what has five toes and isn't your foot. It's my foot.
It's my foot.
That is a dad joke.
You silly duffer. Yeah. And Dad would walk away chuckling at that one.
That's, if you're listening this morning and you're a dad, tell that one to the kids.
It's an absolute beauty. All right, 13 1060, special Father's Day edition of Dad Joke Sundays. If you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker, give us a buzz right now, 13 1060, with your dad jokes. We'll do it next.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Dad Joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We'll do it. Dad Joke Sundays, yeah.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad. Oh, Dad, stop it.
Cut it out,
Dad. Cut it out, you naughty little Dad.
Hey, you mongrel Dad.
Hey, you naughty little. Stop it, Dad.
Oh, Daddy.
No, we've banned that.
Oh, have we? Did we ban it? Oh, after Grace said it once.
Yeah. It's banned from Dad Joke. We can say that word outside of Dad Joke Sundays, but we just can't say that word during Dad Joke Sundays.
We can say it off air, but we can't say it on the air.
Yeah, we can text it. You can do whatever you want with it. Look, we've just asked 13 1060. Do you have a joke? We'd love for you to share it with Australia. As Nate said, it's a special Dad's Day edition because it is Father's Day today.
Yes.
Because because we thought what a good way to have a laugh on a Sunday morning, but also share the great jokes that dads tell around Australia.
And also, if dads are on their way to like maybe like a Father's Day brekkie or school sport or anything like that, they could be listening along going, oh, I can use this for our little Father's Day catch-up today. You know what I mean? It's perfect. Michael from Coffs Harbour. G'day, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. You can call me Daddy if you want.
With your permission, Daddy, absolutely. okay, I mean, Michael, or Daddy, are you a father?
I am, yes. I've got a little 3.5-year-old girl.
Okay, amazing. That. Awesome. All right.
I'm going to say pain in the arse.
It's your day today, mate.
You can
you want.
Say whatever you want.
All right, Daddy, Michael, have you got a joke for us?
Yes. How do celebrities keep cool?
How do celebrities keep cool? I don't know, Mike, how?
They've got many fans.
Oh, that's good. Well
it's
done,
classic,
Mike.
Classic dad joke, classic. Bit of a pun. I like that.
Tony from Hobart. G'day, Tone.
How are you, boys?
Oh,
we miss
good,
you
mate.
Down here.
Oh, we miss you too, Tone.
Now, Tony, I know you're a dad. I'm sure you've got some good ones in the ammunition bank for us.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, this one's out from the top. Okay. Yep. Why did the banana go to see his doctor?
Why did the banana go and see his doctor? I don't know, Tone. Why?
He wasn't peeling well.
Oh, yes, Tone.
Another great dad joke from a dad.
Are you using that one today, Tone?
I think I'll run that ragged. I'll have to find another one.
Good on you, Tony. Mel from Camp Hill. Hello, Mel. Welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Thank you. I've got my husband, Daddy, in the car. No.
Do you call him Daddy, Mel?
Not today.
Not today, yeah.
Only on special occasions.
Okay, but it's a special occasion today. I thought of all days you might call him Daddy today, Mel. all right, Mel, what have you got for us? Go ahead.
Okay, what does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common? I don't know, Mel, what?
They're both parasites.
That is so good, Mel. Wow.
It's good, hey?
I've never heard that is. Oh, that is exceptional.
I'll be honest. I was like, how is she going to connect these two? Yeah, well done.
Oh,
awesome, Mel. Good work.
Straight from the dad jokes from the Father's Day stall at school from the 5-year-old.
Oh, that's classic.
Love that.
Are you on your way to a Father's Day activity now, Mel?
Yeah, we're just driving down to the river to have pastries and coffee.
Oh, that's lovely.
Good on you. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in your life. Okay, Mel?
Thank you.
Good on you, Mel. Michael from Padstow to wrap things up. G'day, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, mate. You a dad?
Not yet.
Love that.
Okay. So we've got a couple of dads. We've got the wife of a dad.
It's a good
and
split.
We've got Michael.
Okay, Michael. And we've got Michael who's just loving life at the moment. All right, Mike.
My dad used to say this all the time to me.
Okay, this is good. What do you got for us, Mike? Go ahead.
Why do bees have sticky hair?
I don't know, Michael. Why?
Because I always use a honeycomb.
That is good.
And your old man told you that a fair bit, Mike?
Nearly every year.
Every year.
That's a good.
I'll dust this one off 365 days.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Wrapping up Sunday, wrapping up the week, wrapping up Father's Day, at least for the show. Father's Day's just started, really, hasn't it?
No, I was just thinking about it, but my dad's in Europe, so he's on a time difference. So I've got till tomorrow.
Ah, Europe, Jace.
Yes.
Where is he? Where is he at the moment?
I think he's in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Do we get? Has we got a station over in Barcelona?
Where the bloody hell are you? That was yesterday, mate.
Sorry, wrong segment, guys. Wrong segment.
It's Saturdays, not Sundays, mate. Dad joke Sundays. Look, it is time for the show ratings. We rate the show out of 10 and give our reasons why. Look, Grace, you and I have had an absolute mare today.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for part of the show, but we're both a little sick.
Yes.
We're going to go do the right thing. There's no one in the office today, but we're going to get Nate's.
Just me.
Grace and I are going to get tested for the Olvid. Make sure we do that. And
I have COVID twice in 6 weeks, I'm going to be really upset about it, by the way. So
Well, you can be upset at home for 5 days.
I think it's still seven.
Still seven until Friday.
Until Friday.
Oh, imagine if we got COVID before.
Before it shortened. That would be so you too, wouldn't it?
I know.
So we'll do all the right things and rest up because we encourage you to do the same. But look, Nathan, you carried this show. Didn't make any mistakes today, so.
I just made a lot of off-air mistakes, guys, that we can't talk about.
Hey, but what happens off-air stays off-air,
it's
fine.
Not necessarily.
Off-air doesn't matter. Off air doesn't matter.
To stay off air.
It's just the on air. So I'm giving myself a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm giving myself a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm solidarity. I mean, you guys know what I did off air. We can't talk about it, but I'm going to give
myself. No one knows.
But I know, which is why I'm giving myself a 0 out of 10.
Oh, you mean a 1-0, a 10 out of 10. Yeah. Nice, done it again, guys. Hey, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.